Thank you, Kimberly. We're gonna switch gears here, quite a bit, I guess you'd say. And we have Alan Smith here from the University of Northampton in England, and you are visiting the University of Central Oklahoma and part of the creative writing department there with Steve Garrison. And welcome, Alan.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming, and I'm glad to meet you this morning. Now, tell us about your work a little bit.
Well. I split my time between the university in Northampton and the prison in a neighbouring town, which is a fairly high security affair with lots of razor wire and barred gates and all that usual prison nonsense.
I always think of English prisons as probably very polite, you know.
Well, some of my chaps in my class in the prison tell me that prison is a very polite place. Because if you're impolite to someone, you never know what the consequences will be. Whether they'll go away and brood about it for a fortnight and then, you know, give you what for in the showers. So, yes, prison's very polite.
Okay. Well, and you've written a novel on it? And
Well, I've written... Before I went into the prison system, I'd written a couple of novels. And there I was teaching away in the prison, and it occurred to me that I was sitting in the middle of stories about all sorts of things. And I just out of the blue, cold called The Guardian, the newspaper in London, and offered them a prison story. And to my astonishment, they said yes. Now, that was 9 years ago. And so I've been doing an occasional column for The Guardian for 9 years, and I'm absurdly proud of this, of course.
Of course.
I've just finished this year two books. I've been writing both of them for about 5 years. One's a book about prison. It's a non-fiction book about what happens in prison. And the other's a novel which has been heavily infected by prison. And to say the truth, I think I've been heavily infected by prison too. That contrast between the university and the prison is sometimes a little bit too much. It's sometimes a juxtaposition that I get wrong. And I have conversations in the university with my academic colleagues, and I can see the expressions flitting across their faces that tell me that I've said something vulgar, unpleasant, vicious, prison-like, and I have to take a step back and I think, oh, I'm sorry, what did I say, you know, and all the rest of it. So it can be a difficult life as well as a terribly interesting one.
And I'd say you might be crossing the sociologists or something like that.
Well, yes, but I find myself laughing at totally unsuitable jokes, you know, jokes that you wouldn't let into your dining room if they came heavily disinfected. And it's something you have to be aware of, that prison is a terribly corrupting environment, and that there are men who go into prison who, frankly, aren't criminals. They've just stumbled and done something wrong. And I think one of the worst things about prison is that it can tend to corrupt men like that. So that you release a chap from prison...
You've ruined him.
And he's worse than when he went in. Well, that can't be right, can it? So I am kind of a little bit... how can I put it? Over-keen on teaching my... I teach a philosophy class, you see, and people look at me and say, philosophy in prison? And I say, well, yes, everybody should do philosophy, you know. Prisoner, everyone should do philosophy.
Philosophy's everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, twice a day after meals you should take it, you know, like a specific that your doctor would give you, because it does you good, it makes a man of you, you know.
Well, what are the names of your novels, so people
The
know.
First novel I ever wrote was called Big Soft Lads, and then I did another one called What About Me? And they're both thrillerish sort of novels, but I hope quite literary thrillers. Now, the thing about me is, you're looking across the table now at a man in advanced middle age, but I was just saying to Steve Garrison earlier, I am in fact a very young writer, because I only started writing when I was 50. So this is a new youth, as far as I'm concerned. It's a personal renaissance, you know. If the prison book sees the light of day, I think it will be called Lesson Notes. But if you really, really are desperate and want to read me, then if you Google The Guardian and search for prison philosophy, sooner or later there I shall be.
Okay. And you're Alan Smith. So people know. Now, you're here for, what, another week plus, I think?
We're in Oklahoma at the university for a week and a half, and then we'll still be around the city for another week because I want to stay for the election.
All right.
I'm consumed with curiosity about, what the election's really like in America as opposed to the version we get on the news. I'm already finding by flicking through the channels that everyone has won every debate that's ever happened. So that's really terrific. I'm glad that it's going so well for all the candidates.
They are all winners. That's true. Well, you've just done a reading, I understand.
Yes.
Will you be doing any more?
Well, I did a public lecture at the university on Tuesday evening, and I shall be going into various classes at the university and talking to students and faculty and so on. But if anybody wants to book me, I'll do weddings and whatever, I don't mind, I'll be there. No shortage of ego where I'm concerned.
So if anybody's looking for you, they can just go to the University of Central Oklahoma.
The Department of English at Central Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Yeah, very reasonable rates.
All right. Well, let me ask, are your books available electronically, for instance, if anybody wanted?
No, I've not got to that yet. I've
okay.
not got. Just the journalism. Mm-hmm. And there are about, I think, 70, 80 stories that have been archived by The Guardian.
Okay.
They're there with all the blog responses, which are actually not always very positive. In fact, sometimes they're quite abusive. Because my agenda about men in prison is, well, I have to confess, just a little bit liberal. And once you get out onto the internet, you tend to attract the whole spectrum of opinion. Mm. And some people, I think, would like to run me out of town on a rail, But yeah, that's the way it goes.
But you can go and view it for yourself and read it for yourself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, pleasure to meet you this morning.
I'm so grateful you've had me.
And I'm glad you were waiting through our big list of guests this morning to speak.
No, it's been fascinating, all this going on in Oklahoma City. Terrific.
All right, well, thank you very much. Alan Smith from the University of Northampton in England. And we have two more guests standing by, Spotlight on the Arts from the Oklahoma City Museum of Art.